Ramp slope versus length, the one detail that can make or break safe access. Written by Paul C. Bastante, CAPS, for 101 Mobility North Jersey and the AgeWise Institute. Let's talk about something that gets overlooked way too often until it becomes a problem: the relationship between ramp slope and ramp length. On paper, it sounds like a math issue. In real life, it's a safety issue, a usability issue, and in many cases, the difference between independence and frustration. If you've ever seen a ramp that felt more like a ski jump than an entryway, you already understand the problem. What we mean by slope. Slope is simply the ratio of rise, height, to run, length. In ramp terms, it tells us how steep the ramp is. The industry standard, and what Americans with Disabilities Act guidelines call for, is 1:12 ratio. That means for every 1 inch of vertical rise, you need at least 12 inches, 1 foot, of ramp length. Real world example. 12 inches of rise, one step, equals 12 feet of ramp. 24 inches of rise equals 24 feet of ramp. Not negotiable if you're trying to do this the right way. What ADA actually says. According to ADA guidelines, maximum slope, 1:12, 8.33% grade. Preferred slope, when possible, 1:16 to 1:20 for easier navigation. Maximum rise per run, 30 inches before a landing is required. Minimum ramp width, 36 inches clear space. Landings, required at top and bottom and at intervals for longer ramps. These standards aren't arbitrary. They're based on biomechanics, wheelchair propulsion data, and decades of accessibility research. What happens when you ignore the ratio? Here's where things get real. 1. Loss of independence. A ramp that's too steep often can't be used independently. Manual wheelchair users simply don't have the leverage to safely ascend or descend. Studies show that over 60% of manual wheelchair users cannot safely navigate slopes steeper than 1:10 without assistance. At slopes steeper than 1:8, even assisted use becomes risky. 2. Increased fall risk. Steeper ramps create faster descent speeds, less control during braking, higher likelihood of tipping backward on ascent. According to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, falls are a leading cause of injury among older adults. Environmental hazards, including improperly designed ramps, are a contributing factor in over 30% of home-related falls. 3. Caregiver strain and injury. Caregivers pushing someone up a steep ramp are essentially doing a controlled deadlift while moving forward. That leads to back injuries, loss of footing, unsafe transfers. This isn't just inconvenient, it's a liability. 4. Non-compliance equals bigger problems. If a ramp doesn't meet ADA guidelines, it may fail inspection if permits are required. It can create legal exposure for facilities or landlords. It may disqualify certain funding sources, VA, grants, etc. Cutting corners here tends to cost more later. Always does. But I don't have the space. This is the most common pushback, and it's a fair one. Not every property naturally allows for a 24 or 30 foot ramp straight out from the front door. That's where design matters. A properly designed ramp system can use switchbacks, turns, to reduce footprint, incorporate landings strategically, follow the natural layout of the property. Aluminum modular ramps, what we typically install, are ideal for this because they're configurable, fast to install, often permit-friendly depending on municipality. So no, lack of space isn't usually the real issue. It's lack of planning. Why this matters more than you think. Here's the part that doesn't get talked about enough. A poorly designed ramp doesn't just fail physically, it fails psychologically. If a patient or loved one doesn't feel safe using it, they won't use it. And when that happens, they stay inside. They lose independence. Their world shrinks. We've seen it firsthand. A properly built ramp doesn't just provide access, it restores confidence. The right way to do it. When we evaluate a home, we're not just measuring height. We're looking at entry points, walking patterns, caregiver involvement, long-term use versus short-term recovery. Because the right slope today prevents a problem tomorrow. If you're dealing with stairs, a recent discharge, or planning ahead for a loved one, don't guess on ramp design. Call 101 Mobility North Jersey at 973-658-5100 for a free in-home evaluation.